Folks, with the synthesizer solo, I have to do a public service bit. Public scams and confidence games are no holdover from your grandfather's time. They are a timeless problem, and even today, con men and racketeers bilk the unwary out of $3 million every year. A con man showed up on a doorstep in Center Valley this year with a bighorn sheep. He swore the thing could talk, but in fact, it was only loudspeakers hidden inside the hollowed-out horns. The resident was fooled because the recorder was talking with a very persuasive sex talk, lost his savings, and the con men went straight and were killed years later by youth gangs. Report rackets and con games and never spend money. This message brought to you. Now I gotta read a real one. Some people have been calling up to volunteer their services here at the radio station, and we applaud this spirit of helpfulness that makes community radio possible. But more volunteers are needed. Our station manager says he gets his best ideas just talking to people. If you'd like to talk to the station manager, say anything you like, be perfectly frank and candid with a man you'll never meet, then call the station manager talk line. It's fun, it's safe, it's exciting. Call the station and we'll give you the number. He has a lot to say, he can talk all day. Toll charges are free outside of our listening area. Or save toll charges by just getting right into your car and driving over there. We're going to play real music in a minute, but first we're going to wait for the build. We have an unbearable parable for you, and it's about integrity. Once there was a wrestler who lived in a foreign country run by dictators. Now, he knew that if he lost the wrestling tournament, his country would be embarrassed, and his superiors would make a clone of him in a lab. The clone would choke him to death and take his place. Well, he lost the tournament, but he was able to switch places with the clone and kill it instead. But in a bad break, they sent him up in a war satellite because it was too dangerous to use a real human. His job was to blow up all the larger comets and asteroids before they collided with Earth. Now, he never saw any. It was boring, and he thought he could hardly be in a worse spot until he saw they had put on board a woman frozen as an experiment. Now, this wrestler was afraid of women, so he locked himself out of the satellite, and just then, for the first time, he saw an asteroid was coming, a big one. Could maybe see it could wipe out all the life on Earth, as well as all the life on the asteroid. So he had to get defensive rockets launched in time. He had to get back in the satellite fast. He tries this, he tries that. He can't get back in. Now, what he didn't know was that the woman inside was wide awake all this time, just pretending to be frozen so she wouldn't have to deal with him. She blew up the asteroid, no hitches, the Earth was saved, but the wrestler was knocked into space by the explosion and fell back to Earth, where a haystack broke his fall and he became a rodeo star. Tonight's unbearable parable is from a book of unbearable parables found in a sunken ship sent off on a Coast Guard clipper to be translated, and the Coast Guard clipper sank too. They decided it was too much trouble. They were going to leave it there. That's when it floated to the surface all by itself. You can't win. I'm Mr. Mark. Hello, folks. I'm Mr. Mark, and this is the radio show of the past and future, but just not right now. I've got to do the news as a public service. Some astronauts were in Allentown today fighting with each other while on the sightseeing tour. The fight broke out because one astronaut threw another astronaut off of the historic 1850 covered bridge. He fell in the creek bed and got out. He wasn't hurt, but the glass in his helmet was cracked. And he chased the first astronaut onto the firing range over at the police academy. They shot him because they couldn't tell what he was anyway. He sure looked scary in the suit and all, but those bullets missed him, shattered the thin crust of the ground in that area, and he fell through into an underground cave containing a giant living brain that the astronaut recognized from his years in outer space. So the brain told him that Indians who used to live in what is now Lehigh County used to track and hunt a giant extinct bird with tentacles instead of legs, and a scientist was trying to prove that this bird was in fact nothing more than an ordinary giant squid living on land. But mysterious things kept happening with his research. Papers that just seemed to vanish, and accidents, and delays of all sorts. Like the time he tried to hypnotize one of these local Indians in a test session, and something went wrong, and the Indian believed he was Frankenstein, and choked the scientist, and broke out of the lab. A little girl tricked him into falling in the water. Then he was really mad. He went berserk and tore up the town. A werewolf came at him. He battled the werewolf. He won. A mummy came at him. He battled the mummy. He won that too. Scientists were going to stop him by freezing him. That didn't work. So they didn't know what to do. So the mayor wanted to raise everybody's spirits. So he told the story of a man who had three sons, and he wanted to see which son could chop wood the fastest. Ironically, the littlest one was the fastest, although he had the weakest axe, and nobody knew why. So the man followed his son one day and found that all the while he had been visiting a flying saucer every morning. He followed along inside, and the Martians told him about a vast, faraway world where thoughts were formed in pictures and you could see them, and one big, powerful thought kept repeating the same thing over and over. Here it comes. WMUH, Allentown, 91.7 FM.